This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with another Minute Cast on Monday the 11th of July. It's another hot one, it's another dramatic one, not least at the top, where Masakatsu Sawa struck deep into injury time to maintain Kashiwa Reysol's narrow advantage at the head of the J1 table, with a 1-0 victory over fellow title challengers for Galta Sendai. Well, hello again, and reeling from a 5-0 thrashing at Cerezo Osaka the previous weekend, Nelsinho Baptista's side went into their clash with third place Sendai, knowing any further slip-ups could see them knocked off top spot for the first time since early May. And with second place Yokohama F. Marinos coming from behind to lead 2-1 at Jubilo Iwata through Kazuma Watanabe and a Shunsuke Nakamura penalty, a change in positions indeed looked the likeliest outcome, as the match in Kashiwa ground closer to a frustrating stalemate. But with 94 minutes on the clock, a pinpoint cross from Japan under-22 international Hiroki Sakai found an unmarked Sawa at the far post, who headed past Takuto Hayashi to mark his first start of the season with his first ever top-flight goal. There was more late drama at the opposite end of the table, as seven times J-League champions Kashima Antlers slipped to within 2 points and 3 places of the relegation zone, with a 2-1 home defeat at the hands of Alborex Niigata. The struggling Giants took the lead through a Takuya Nozawa penalty early in the second half, but soon surrendered their advantage as Bruno Lopez was allowed to level from the spot just 3 minutes later. Then, with only 2 minutes remaining, Brazilian forward Michel found space to cross for fellow substitute Cho Young Chul to dramatically head home from 2 yards on his return from a 6-week hamstring injury. The victory takes Alborex, who had fallen into trouble themselves with a midweek loss at home to Vanfore Corfu, ahead of Kashima into 11th position. Elsewhere, 3 30-somethings each demonstrated the age and experience have yet to blunt their talents, with spectacular long-range goals to help their respective sides to single-goal victories. Junichi Inamoto's 25-yard rocket was the highlight, as Kawasaki Frontale eased into a 3-0 lead over bottom side of Vispa Fukuoka, with Kengo Nakamura also finding the net on his 200th J1 appearance. A late brace from a Vispa striker Hideo Okamoto made for a grandstand finish, but Frontale held on to move up to third in the table. Earlier on Saturday evening, Shinji Ono had rolled back the years with an even better strike from fully 30 yards to open the scoring in a 2-1 win for Shimizu S-Pulse away in Corfu. The former Feyenoord and Japan star was later dispossessed in the build-up for Paulinho to equalise, but Genki Omai restored the visitors' advantage on the stroke of half-time. Not to be outdone, fellow ex-international midfielder Naoshi Nakamura also struck late on from outside the penalty area to give Nagoya Grampus an unconvincing 1-0 win away to Vissel Kobe, who are now winless in 9. The reigning champions move up to 7th with 1 game in hand. For the second time in 2 weekends, Cerezo Osaka took advantage of a first half sending off for 2 yellow cards in quick succession to march to victory over one of the top 5. Kazuyuki Morisaki of Sanfrecce Hiroshima was the guilty party on this occasion, with the scores at 1-1. Cerezo then raced into a decisive 3-1 lead 6 minutes into the second period through Hiroshi Kiyotaki and Rui Komatsu. The result also helped neighbours Gamba Osaka into 4th, with 2 games still in hand, after overcoming Omiya Ardija 3-2 following a ding-dong battle at the NAC 5 stadium. Omiya remain the only J1 club without a home win all season, but curiously are yet to lose away. Now couple of other talking points to finish up with. And Nadeshiko Japan are into the semi-finals of the FIFA Women's World Cup for the first time ever, after a dramatic extra-time victory over hosts and holders Germany. Karina Maruyama netted from a narrow angle after 108 minutes to set up a last four meeting with Sweden in Frankfurt on Wednesday. Finally, the English Northern League Division 2 club Burtley Town was the unlikely host for a charity match played on Saturday in aid of a Japanese community and football club devastated by the earthquake and tsunami 4 months ago today. The Northern League fans beat a football writers' side 6-3 as part of a campaign by the UK-based Onagawa supporters to raise money for Kobaltore Onagawa. A football club at the centre of efforts to rebuild and inspire the small coastal town of Onagawa in Miyagi Prefecture. You can visit onagawasupporters.com to read more about and donate to this campaign. A link can, of course, be found on the Minutecast website too. It really is a fantastic cause led by the great efforts of Mike Innes and Susan Andrews, with Michael and Andy Hudson of Northern Leagues United the not inconsiderable brains behind this particular event in Burtley. Please do give them your kind support. I'll be back again next week.